The Traveler's Journal, February 3rd, with Dreams of Paradises Lost. Modern tourism has made truly exotic destinations an endangered species. Guided tours now call on remote corners of the globe that only recently were the realm of intrepid explorers. Political and social chaos have made other places off-limits. Afghanistan and parts of Africa come to mind, but neither ever ranked on many tourists' short list of paradise, a place of pure, eternal beauty, accessible to all. Then there's Kashmir. Only 80 years ago, this verdant valley in the lush Himalayan foothills was a veritable Shangri-La. A mere 80 miles long by 20 wide, the princely state of Kashmir was one of the earth's most beautiful, serene places. Its capital, Srinagar, built of medieval stone and wood and crammed with canny-faced tribesmen and cluttered bazaars, was known as the Venice of India. Huge and luxurious house barges moored on the shores of freshwater Lake Dal could be rented for $20 a night, sumptuous meals included. The floating Shalimar Gardens were conceived of by a Mughal emperor for his wife as paradise on earth. In that Kashmir, it was easy to feel like a Maharaja. These days, it's a no-go area for foreigners. Unleashed violence, justified by political preferences, have made it better known for kidnapping than fine woolen carpets. One sad lesson for travelers. Never take earthly paradises for granted. The dreams they offer are always more vulnerable than we think. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.